In October 2019, we went with a group of young lesbian, bisexual and pansexual women on a residential weekend to the Lake District. The young women came from our Proud Trust groups across Greater Manchester and Cheshire, and we were also joined by young women from Merseyside. They ranged in age from 15 to 24. The purpose of the weekend was to discuss young women's experiences of the spaces we provide and the wider issue of women-only spaces. Over the course of the weekend, the young women also discussed other issues which were important to them. These recordings capture some of these discussions. A group of younger and older LBP women talk about their experiences as women of faith.
So, no, in high school, you have the different groups, don't they? Yeah. The populars, the nerdies, the whatever. And I never fitted in anywhere because I knew I was a lesbian. There wasn't a lesbian group. I didn't want to talk about boys and makeup like you just said.
Me too.
So we just didn't.
Like, I don't even know if it was about boys or anything. I feel like it was just gossip in general. But okay. Just like, but also I was in that stage where I was like, but I'm not Muslim. I don't want any of this faith or religion and culture.
Right.
But they were like wearing scarves, so like they seemed like they were into their cultural, definitely makeup and stuff like that, the stereotypical stuff. And I was like, that's not me. I know that's not me. I don't want to have to deal with that. And I also just did not like my family at all back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was a really negative kid.
Yeah, no one likes a family at that age.
And it was just like being forced to believe in one religion, mm-hmm. being forced to do this and that and wear dresses and all of that. It's like, I want to explore more.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe as a white person, I would have been able to explore a bit more because my parents would have been less focused on their culture, and their culture would actually be in England.
Like,
so,
definitely from my perspective, like, being a white person, my mum was brought up Catholic, and I always felt, there's nobody I felt pressure more from to fit in and to be straight and to be, you know, heterosexual,
mm-hmm.
Than from my own mum.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I remember just when I was little, I never wanted to wear dresses, but she'd always like sort of force me to wear dresses, and I'd do it just to please her. And so I live in quite a liberal place. My home life, I felt restricted by her. And even now she's pretty much okay with it, but she was the first person that I came out to her, and she said, "You can't tell anybody." When I was 14.
When I mentioned that faith thing, my mum said that to me as well about my dad, and she was like, don't mention any of this conversation to my dad.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, don't mention any of it. Like, don't know why. Don't mention, like, you're a lesbian. Don't mention the mental health. Don't mention anything. You can't know. It's like,
this is what happened to me. And my mum said, I'm not going to tell your dad. It's up to your dad. It's up to you to tell your dad. And I just couldn't tell him because I just had this such a wonderful relationship with him. And I have a good relationship with my mum too.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell him. And it took me... I came out to my mum at 14.
Yeah.
And it took me till 22.
Wow.
To come out to my dad.
Bloody hell.
And, you know, my dad, we sort of... It was when I'd been to university, you know, I'd had loads of, you know... contact with that LGBT people. I was really open with my friends. My mum knew, but with my family it was a pressure, and I didn't realize actually what it was doing to my mental health. And
so do you think your mum didn't tell your dad for 8 years?
Yeah,
she never told him.
She never told him.
Wow.
She never told him.
And that's a big burden for her to be carrying around on her shoulders.
It is, and I think going back to religion and going back to the culture, I think that Because she was brought up as an Irish Catholic, it was so ingrained in her that it was wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, religion does definitely do.
And so even for me, I've been brought up, you know, with a bit of religion, not much, pretty liberal.
Yeah.
And by the way, my dad was absolutely fine with it. He was amazing, and I wish I'd told him sooner. And actually, my mental health started to improve after I told him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always... He goes a bit too inappropriate sometimes. He's just... he wants to talk about sex, and I'm like, Dad!
I've heard that dads quite often handle it better than the mums. But you think that is that the mums that handle it better than
the mums. I couldn't imagine that with my parents, actually.
You can't imagine telling your dad?
I can't imagine my dad handling it better than my mum.
Right.
I honestly feel like my mum would be able to...
But But sometimes you just do not know how they're going to react.
No.
I have no idea.
There's no way to tell.
There's no,
There's like a billion scenarios that could happen.
Yeah.
The best one, they're accepted and they're like, oh, great.
We always knew.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But,
It's like when I did finally tell my dad, it was like, we were sort of sat down in the living room and with my mum, and he said, I was like, I just don't feel good, I just feel really depressed and all of this, and it had been going on for a while, and he said, are you sure you've not got something to tell us?
No,
I was like, no, absolutely not. And then he sort of came up into my bedroom and he sort of sat down on the bed. And he was like, I was like, Dad? He was like, yeah. I was like, is it okay? I was like, of course it's okay. He said, I've known for ages. And I didn't even say it.
Yeah.
And he said,
that sounds right. I would move that one.
Yeah.
It was really nice. And it was just a lovely moment. And we had a hug. And
I do wonder, though.
I feel like with the white, and you said if you were brought up white and Catholic.
Mm.
Religion always comes into play a lot because there's a lot of negative stigma around religion. But also, I want to point out, religion and sexuality can coexist.
Like, absolutely.
Religion's not an enemy or anything, but it's the way that people
interpret. And it's not a choice, is it? It's not like one or the other. They can work together.
Yeah.
But no religion says that. No religion.
I certainly struggle with it.
Yeah.
You do?
But also, if I was white, I feel like I would get less of the, oh, I don't want my child to be influenced by all these white people, because I would be a white person. So I wouldn't be being influenced. Maybe they'd be like, oh, you've just been influenced by bad people.
But the
culture wouldn't come into it. Because I'm Bengali, because my parents are Bengali, they're like, but that's a white thing.
This
is all like white kind of things that you shouldn't be doing.
That's so wild.
But if I was a white person, have that wouldn't be, but it'd just be bad people.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed listening and that you got an insight into the experiences and views of the women who took part. We'd like to thank the Young Women's Health Project in partnership with the Proud Trust and our funders, the National Lottery Community Fund and the Tampon Tax Fund from the Government Office of Civil Society. And thanks to Angel at Virgin Money for helping us with recording and editing. Please check out the other recordings in this series.